at the entire sports weekend. Let you know who the winner is of our pick six as well. It is all coming up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you for joining us. We, as always, here on the Gym Class are presented by great folks at Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. They're located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated, and a place for families meet up again and again. Third Base has been serving up some of the best craft beer in the area since 1996. Stop in, grab a beer, shoot some pool with friends, or play a round of darts. It's just one of more reason that people come back together at Third Base Brewery, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day right here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And you out there, we thank you for joining us here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, getting your local programming block underway here on KGYM. We'll be followed at 4 o'clock by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will take you through 7 o'clock coming up tonight. At 7 o'clock, we have the final 2019 calendar edition of the Cyclone Coaches Show coming your way. That'll be on 1600 AM for you, 107.5 and I beg your pardon, 106.3 FM, a little different schedule tonight. 106.3 FM will break away at 5:20 today. 5:20 today for a girl-boy basketball doubleheader as it'll be Solon at West Branch tonight. Miles Klotz and Eric Peterson on the call of that one. So we will have for you at 7 o'clock the Cyclone Coaches Show. And then as soon as that is finished up at about 8:35, we will join up with Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints. Cajun Troy's New Orleans Saints taking on the Indianapolis Colts tonight. Colts have to win out and get some help to make the playoffs. Saints are already in the NFC playoffs. The NFC playoffs pretty much set already, waiting for that NFC Eastern Division behemoth to come out of that major game next week in Philadelphia.
How you doing? Game in Dallas at Philadelphia, yeah. Things sorted themselves out a bit in the NFL yesterday, and some crazy things in college basketball, and the U.S. gains an international victory, and it was a fun weekend. Hope everyone had a good one.
Yeah, not too bad weather-wise out there. Almost as warm outside as it is in our studio right now, let me tell you that. I've got the winter coat on today, sporting that out, and I think we'll make it through and get things warmed up a little bit for Todd and Alex. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. New AP poll came out today for college basketball. New number one, the Kansas Jayhawks are your new number one team. A lot of folks thought Iowa might crack the top 25. No. Did not crack the top 25. Iowa is just outside said top 25. You and I received votes as well this week, but Kansas, the number one. The big important document that came out today, that would be the NET rankings, the first edition of the NET rankings coming out today. And I believe Iowa number 33. As far as the net rankings are concerned, right around where you and I is, Iowa State, I think, is in at number 82. And those are the rankings that do a lot of the determination as far as the field of, what is it, 68 now in the world of NCAA college tournament basketball. It's early.
and it's going to change. There's no question about that. All you have to do is look at the weekly results in college basketball, and it's just nuts. I mean, not only the Big Ten, but Wofford knocks off North Carolina. Don't tell me
the Terriers, by the way.
Don't tell me the Terriers are a great basketball team, okay?
They're not bad.
You probably know, but...
They're not bad. They're not bad. By the way, some very good accolades going out to some locals. It was Prenti hit the game-winning shot for his Western Michigan team over the weekend. Linmar product. That was good to see. Trey Hutchinson's off to a really good start for the Albany Great Danes, who, by the way, have another Eastern Iowa connection. What is it with Albany? We've had several basketball players, and now we got a football player. Jalen Rima announced over the weekend that he is going to transfer to play his final year of college football at Albany. Pretty good FCS program. Mark Farley's hoping they don't meet. by the way, the
Gary Rima hoping they
Gary
don't
Rima
meet.
Gary Rima hoping they don't meet. A lot of people hoping they don't meet. But the UNI Panther season comes to an end on last Friday as they fell to a really good James Madison team. Offense just didn't show. A lot of injuries UNI had to deal with. Defense was good against a really good James Madison team.
Defense was outstanding. I watched most of that game, and actually James Madison, a very good defensive team as well, and just had enough offense that able to get it across the finish line. It was 10-0 into the fourth quarter, and James Madison got a late touchdown. But a 10-win season for you and I, all five losses to very good football teams. Nothing to be ashamed about in Cedar Falls.
15 starters return next year for the UNI Panther football team. 15. Plus a lot of guys that started and jumped in this year when UNI was beat up. They will be back. Briley Moore, the All-American tight end who played a quarter and a half this year, was injured in the triple overtime loss at Iowa State. He will be back next year. Isaiah Weston will be back next year. Of course, Will McElvain will be back next year. They do lose Allen, the running back, but other three running backs are going to be back. Four offensive linemen are going to be back for this UNI football team. Brinkman is back. Ellerson Smith is going to be back. All three linebackers are back for you. This is a chance next year for UNI to be, and Alex and I were talking about this a little bit earlier on, got to be a top 10 team in the preseason in FCS, maybe even a top 5 team next year in FCS preseason.
Said UNI team, the season opener at Kinnick Stadium against the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday, September 5th.
My birthday.
Very interesting. Not your birthday, but very interesting game.
Right.
Well, your birthday's interesting, too.
Well, it can be. It can be. It will be on a Saturday this year. I just learned that from you and reading that article earlier on today. 319-366-1600. More accolades. A.J. Green was named the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Player of the Week in basketball, averaged 22.5 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals in the Panthers' win at Colorado and Grand Canyon. Ashley Jones was named the Big 12 Women's Basketball Player of the Week. All she did was go for 41 in the game against Wright State yesterday. Iowa State needed every one of those 41, too, to hold off the Lady Raiders of Wright State yesterday. Was it 79-71 or something like that in the pre-finals week edition of Cyclone Women's Basketball yesterday over at Hilton Coliseum? You heard that game right here on 1600 AM KGYM.
A lot of folks, I don't know about you, still asking me about Jordan Bohannon, and there is no news. I would think there'd be some kind of an announcement what he's going to do this week. Iowa's next action is Saturday against Cincinnati, and the only other remaining game before the new year, Kennesaw State, on Sunday the 29th. So, doesn't have to decide right away, but a lot of folks wondering.
I got to think it's going to be by Saturday. It's going to be this week sometime. And I did my sports view on it today. You can go to kgymradio.com if you missed it and go back and listen to it if you like on what direction, if Jordan stays, if Jordan leaves for the year, the direction that the Iowa basketball team could take, what's going to happen with it. It'll be interesting to see how can Iowa, it'll be a great test for sure against Cincinnati Cincinnati's not quite the Bearcat team they were last year, but it is still a very good team and a nationally recognized team out there. So it will be a good test and a good one if Jordan doesn't play to start off with to see exactly what you have.
Mm-hmm.
If he plays, then the more the merrier, I guess, is the way to look at it out there.
319-366-1600, our phone line, and our Hertzing and Stocker Jeweler text line. Our friend Joel in Muscatine pointing out a connection at Albany.
Now we found it.
The offensive coordinator at Albany used to be the offensive coordinator and QB coach at Northern Iowa.
Yeah. Well, there's your answer. Joel's a man in the know.
And his Morningside team in the national championship game.
Yes, it is.
Of NAIA. How about that?
Best of luck to M-Side.
It's a juggernaut over there.
Yeah. Well, Grandview is as well over in the Des Moines area.
60-19 on the text line. A week ago, the Gophers looked like marginal Y-ball squad and then turned around and beat the Buckeyes by 9 or 10.
We're going to talk about this coming up after our first break, but basketball in the Big Ten this year has been absolutely wacky in the little mini preview part of the season before the actual Big Ten kicks off. No road team has won yet.
In Big Ten play.
You take a look at the Big Ten standings right now, and it is amazing. Absolutely amazing out there because everybody is stacked up 1-1. like I said, now Michigan State and Northwestern, I believe, well, they only have one game under their belt, but they do play coming up and they will try to buck the trend so far. But we shall see.
I mean, Nebraska beating Purdue
by like 15.
Fred Hoiberg was not supposed to have much at all this year.
Without one of their better players.
Yeah.
Who was suspended.
And the aforementioned Minnesota Golden Gophers, who, you were there, they did not look good against Iowa.
They couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
They could not throw it in the ocean. Wednesday night, by the way, is the Michigan State Northwestern game. And it is in Evanston. So if form holds true, Northwestern will beat Michigan State.
Everybody's got at least one loss.
Except for Michigan State right now. Michigan State's at 1-0. Indiana, Maryland, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Iowa, Rutgers, Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska, all at 1-1, and Northwestern on the bottom at 0-1.
Mm.
This is the craziest start to a Big Ten season that you're ever going to find. And you could say the craziest start to a national basketball season that we have had in a long, long time. Nobody wants to be number one. Four number ones have already lost. North Carolina is out of the top 25 for the first time in a long time after the loss to Wofford, but they've dropped several in a row. And 14-33, no, I did not see how Cincinnati lost their last game.
No.
So I will have to do some investigating.
Visiting with a friend of mine this morning, and we were both saying, good luck filling out an NCAA tournament bracket this year.
It's still early.
Well, come on.
It's still
early.
There's
been, what, six number one teams? There's no clear-cut number one. Five.
Five.
Six, next time Kansas plays, I suppose.
Kansas really the number one team in the country?
We don't know.
I'm with you. I don't know. And
Louisville's look good.
Duke
and North Carolina are what they used to be.
Some people are saying that this means it's not a good year of college basketball. I disagree vehemently. I think this makes it an even better year of college basketball because you don't know exactly what's going to happen. By the way, if you did not see Oregon and Michigan on Saturday, that was
a good game.
The best basketball game that we have had in college basketball so far this year. That thing had everything in it.
Oregon won it twice, did they not?
It may have won it twice. Pritchard can take it to the hoop for Oregon. He and Xavier Simpson went one-on-one 150 times, it seemed. neither one could stop the other one until the very end, when the running little high floater off the top of the backboard didn't go in for Michigan, and Oregon got the win in overtime. But that thing was, that was a beauty.
It was
an instant classic as far. So you tell me that, according to the experts out there, that, you know, it's, that game meant nothing because no one is a dominating college basketball team this year. I disagree. I disagree. I'd rather see the parody like this. I think that's what makes it a lot more fun.
And that was a game that started 9 a.m. Oregon time.
Yes, it did. Yes, and they got off to a great start.
Yeah.
They jumped out to that start, about a 10 to 15 point lead. And eventually that's what gave them the victory, because Michigan had to play catch up the whole time. And Michigan's still a good basketball team. Mm-hmm. They are still fine. Big Ten really showed well on the first net rankings out there. Big Ten, a lot of people are saying, may be the toughest conference in all of America this year. But we've only been playing basketball for 6 weeks. So we shall see. 319-366-1600 at 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Plenty more to talk about. The National Football League. Also, we'll talk a little bit of golf as well. As big doings for Zach over the weekend. He was there. We'll talk about that coming up in the NFL as well. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Gym Class for this Monday here at 3:20. Scott, Mark with you. Zach sitting in over there on the other side, our producer. And we'll be back with more after this here on KGYM.
At CP Hoyt, the holiday season is all about gifts with purchase. And boy, do we have some amazing gifts with our amazing jewelry. I'm talking about great jewelry from Anya Hay, Shy Creations, Memoir, Forevermark, and Gabriel & Company New York. With your purchase, the more you spend, the bigger your gift. Like a Traeger pellet grill, a 55-inch Samsung TV, Apple AirPods, Yeti Ramblers. The more you spend, the bigger your gift. And of course, in CP Hoyt fashion, we'll have our spectacular jewelry in every price range and every style. Whether you love the hottest new designs or if you're more traditional, we've got it all. Nothing's better than great gifts with amazing jewelry at CP Hoyt. And stop in on December 21st for a special visit from Santa Claus himself. It all starts Wednesday, December 11th through New Year's Eve at CP Hoyt, the place where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and has great gifts with purchase for the holidays.
Your life is full, with good friends and family topping the list. Create an even more welcoming space for them this holiday season with elegant cabinetry from Decora. Meticulously handcrafted, solid hardwood, custom milled cabinets. Whether you envision a gleaming new kitchen, impressive entry, or updated entertaining area, Decora has discriminating details at an approachable budget. Consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring. Local flooring experts by design.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Back in the Gym Class at 3:23 here at KGYM for this Monday, the 16th of December. Those shopping days, Mark, they're dwindling as we speak.
Tell me about it. I'm a procrastinator by nature, and Thought I'd get on it tomorrow or yesterday. And
so tonight.
You don't want to hear about the excursion to one of our local stores. And God. It's other procrastinators as well. There are a million people at the location I went to.
The Procrastinators Association. I would love to get everybody together and, you know, form some sort of a society, but we can't figure out a date.
I'm going to do some local shopping this year, but online is the way to go, right?
Correct. Well, I think I shop local. I try to shop local.
Yeah.
That's what I do, and try to help out some of our fine advertisers that we have here on KGYM. The texter earlier on, 1433, said, did you see how Cincinnati lost? I said to please let us know. It was the game against Colgate that took place on Saturday. Cincinnati lost to drop their record to 6-4. They lost 67-66 on a shot, half-court shot Cincinnati attempted, and a foul was called on the Bearcats on the rebound. And Colgate won it nipped them at the buzzer to go to 6-4. Cincinnati has lost to Xavier in the crosstown rivalry in Cincinnati, Ohio State, Bowling Green in overtime, Colgate, and Xavier. Best wins so far, beat Drake, 81-59, beat Illinois State by a point, 66-65. They're in first place in the Mo Valley, beat Valpo in overtime by 4, 81-77. And beat a good Vermont team, 82-73. So probably Illinois State or Vermont would be one of their two best wins so far for Cincinnati. But they're not off to the start that they were off to last year with the new coach for the Bearcats.
Still a decent challenge for Iowa coming up Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the second game of the two at United Center in Chicago coming up on Saturday night. 325, Kirk Ferentz met the media today, Mark, in Iowa City, as Iowa continues preparations for the Holiday Bowl.
He did indeed. In reading his transcript, a couple items to note. He praised, of course, the team banquet yesterday, and many awards passed out. He noted 46 wins in 5 years. Commenting about the seniors' contribution. Said he really hasn't looked at Southern Cal film yet, tape, what have you. They'll approach that towards the end of the week. And talked about it being a different bowl preparation because you're in a January 1 game. He noted that there was a couple months off the last time his team faced Southern Cal in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, it's about a week earlier. This Holiday Bowl on the 27th. So, said some of the developmental time for freshmen and sophomores have been cut back as well. So, it's a little different preparation in that regard, but nevertheless, excited to be headed for the Holiday Bowl. Said Tristan Wirfs, AJ Epinesa, and Geno Stone have submitted paperwork to explore the NFL. And that's all he knows about.
Alaric Jackson, apparently not.
Apparently not.
As of yet. The latest mocks have all the... Well, at least they have Epinesa and Wirfs very high, top half of the first round. Geno Stone, I've been anywhere from second to fourth round, I have seen Geno Stone mention, if he elects to go out this year. We'll see. We'll see. Alaric Jackson missed two or three games at the beginning of the year, came back maybe a little too soon, perhaps, against Michigan. Didn't look great in that particular ball game, and his stock has dropped a little bit. I think that's fair to say. Still thought of very highly by most of the folks in draft land out there, but has fallen a little bit and might benefit from playing another year for the Hawkeyes. We'll see.
A few recruiting questions as well. Signing period, signing date coming up, and Kirk reported that essentially most of the hay is in the barn for the 2020 class, and maybe a couple here and there that develop or what have you, but pretty much the 2020 class buttoned up.
was not. He had a few things to say about comments about his quarterback on Twitter and whatnot about Nate Stanley. Didn't think that was fair to the Hawkeye quarterback to take criticism this year. Just found out about it, Mark.
Okay.
So, yeah. And there has been criticism out there. We've talked about it ad nauseum throughout the season that, you know, what is the most criticized position as far as sports is concerned? It's your starting quarterback for any university, any professional football team, any level out there is certainly going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, he noted that Nate Stanley, over the course of his career, second three-year captain next to Josie Jewell in program history, and reeled in 12 awards over his career. I'd say that guy's pretty well decorated.
True.
One other item, Kirk addressed the Nebraska season ender and was asked if he filed anything about the officiating to the Big Ten. And his response was, "We turned some stuff in and heard some stuff back."
Which is not unusual.
He went on to elaborate about the replay system. He said the replay stuff is crazy. That's a direct quote. But he respects the officials in the conference.
Could be worse. It could be NFL officials. 0909. Will those guys from Iowa play in the bowl game? All indications right now that Iowa will be at full strength for the bowl game. Epinesa and Werfs have already said that they are planning to play in the football game against USC. Pittman, the terrific receiver, first rounder for USC, has also said he is going to play for the Trojans against Iowa in the Holiday Bowl. So, hey, I want to see both teams at full strength.
I do too.
That's what you have to ask for. Also, 0983, I wish Geno Stone the best in his decision, but I don't think he should leave early. He's not as good as Imani Hooker was, and Imani fell to the fourth or the fifth round. We'll see. A lot of it depends on workouts, etc., the underwear Olympics, things like that.
Creepy.
Well, that's what it is. Okay, T-shirt and short Olympics. Can we go with that? Does that sound better?
That's better.
That sounds better for you. 3:31. We're going to talk to Mike Halas, Gazette sports columnist. We'll do that in here in just a couple of minutes. NFL was just an absolute abomination as far as NFL officiating mistakes were stacked upon one another yesterday. But, hey, it was a Sunday in the National Football League, right? But anyway, we pretty much know all of the NFC teams that are going to be in the playoffs now. We know the NFC East champion will be in there due to bylaws in the National Football League rules that say the division champion must be in. Vikings are in, Green Bay is in, San Francisco is in, Seattle is in, and also the NFC East champion. So, and New Orleans, forgot about them. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much know the six that are going to be in there in the NFC. AFC, you got Baltimore taking another step toward getting the home field advantage in there. New England, Buffalo made it yesterday. They got in by their win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chiefs won the West. Great game in the snow yesterday, too, by the way. That was a lot of fun to watch. The South is a mess right now because you can't figure out who's going to beat the other teams on any given Sunday in the AFC South.
Most impressive wins for me was that Kansas City game over Denver. I thought the Broncos would give the Chiefs a much better game. Minnesota going to L.A. and beating the Chargers by 4 touchdowns. I thought that was very impressive. Atlanta over San Francisco. How about that?
Who called that?
We called that on the Emil's Hideaway pick 6. We'll get to that. Those results. And I think Buffalo beating a Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh was noteworthy as well. And I have to hand it to Green Bay. I thought the Bears played extremely well on defense, save a couple plays. Trubisky was okay. Actually pretty decent. But Green Bay prevailed. And
Bears are done.
The Bears are done.
Can you roll over now, Sunday night?
500. I don't know. They play the Chiefs at home and then at the Vikings. That's kind of a tough stretch to finish. But disappointing year for the Bears. But I'm going to be very, very interested to see how the Packers do in the postseason because I don't think the Packers are in the category of, say, the Saints or 49ers or even the Seahawks. But anytime you have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, you got a chance.
Good things can happen out there. Cyclone Tim empathizes with you. Mark, paying my last respects to the 2019 Chicago Bears.
We'll be back.
They'll be back. They'll be back. They had won 3 out of 4 until the trip to the frozen tundra.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, now you'd do me a lot of favor if you would just roll over Sunday night. Bob Avellini's not doing anything. Can he be the starting quarterback for the Bears?
He's on the sideline in the form of Chase Daniel.
Help a guy out here. Help a guy out that needs a move up the pecking order for the playoffs, huh?
Mm.
Stayed on Sunday night, though. A lot of people were upset about that. They thought the Bears-Chiefs game would be flexed out of there for Tennessee-New Orleans. A lot of people thought it was going to be... yes, Rex Grossman. Thank you, Cyclone Tim. Rex Grossman's probably beat the Chiefs in a playoff game.
Appeared in the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. So I'm not touching Rex Grossman out there. Not even thinking about bringing him in there. But then there were some folks that thought the Eagle-Cowboy 7-7 war should be on Sunday night. And Cowboys.
I'd be for that.
Cowboys get enough national publicity. Don't worry. Don't.
No, Troy Aikman.
Don't
can't
worry.
Work the
Joe
game.
And Troy will be there on Sunday afternoon, doing a Cowboy game again. All right. And congratulations to Zach Johnson, Cedar Rapids native, assistant vice captain for the United States President's Cup team, and they won the cup, albeit with a little bit of difficulty over Royal Melbourne on Saturday night into almost early Sunday morning, but did a good job and helped out as Tiger was playing, and they kept he and Fred Couples kept everything afloat while that was going on.
Yeah, trailed going into the throughout the event going into the singles, and U.S. ended up winning 8-4 and winning the President's Cup 16-14, and Zach Johnson another. Kind of a notch in his belt. He's been on a winning Ryder Cup teams, President's Cup teams. I got to believe he's going to be a captain one day.
That's why he was there. They're going to let Tiger captain the real thing?
The Ryder Cup?
Yeah. They're going to let him move to the varsity event now?
Okay. You tell Patrick Reed this is a JV event.
It was a good one for the Americans. Patrick, not the most liked person in Australia over the weekend, by the way. That is, caddy went after somebody, got suspended, had to have his swing coach come in and carry the bag for the last day, and then he just absolutely blitzed Matsuyama, wasn't it? Or was it Matsuyama? Who was it? He took somebody out.
I don't recall for sure, but CT Pan maybe? Yeah, CT Pan.
Might have been CT Pan. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Michael Law is set to join us coming up next from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to talk about as Iowa continues preparations for the Holiday Bowl. We'll talk Iowa and Iowa State men's basketball game that Mike was at and more when we return after this here on KGYM.
It is inevitable at this point. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. There are a lot of people still running Windows 7 because they don't want to make that change. I very much empathize and understand, and we all do at Network Computer Solutions. That's where we're here to help, to be honest with you and get you through that process to be able to keep your business run effectively.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Treat that special someone this holiday season with a gift from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have endless gift-giving ideas. If you can't decide, an Elevate gift card is always an excellent choice. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. And right now, get a free flat iron or blow dryer valued at up to $100 with a $125 product purchase while supplies last. Elevate their holiday with a gift they won't forget from Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blairsferry Road.
Guys, still looking for a great Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Because the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel. You'll love the way they look. Includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com.
How good are PXG clubs? Golf writers describe them as absolutely remarkable and the best golf clubs out there. Our customers call them insanely good and say they live up to the hype. So what are you waiting for? Step up your game and enjoy golf more than ever. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do. Period.
Sometimes for inspiration, you just have to look up. For more than 60 years, the Goodyear blimp has fueled greatness on the gridiron by providing aerial coverage of some of the most legendary moments in college football history. When the Goodyear blimp rises above a stadium, it inspires players to reach higher and rise to the challenge of the game's biggest moments. Now it's your turn to go further with Goodyear. Discover tires made to rise above the rest. Learn more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, you behind the wheel. While we can't help you with freeway traffic, we can help keep your engine running like new. That's because Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered to defend against four main engine threats. Gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
With you in the gym class for a Monday on KGYM here at 3:40. Coming up later on, it will be West Branch and Solon doubleheader basketball. That'll be at 5:20 on 106.3 FM. Tonight after the shows, it'll be the Cyclone Coaches Show coming up at 7:05. And then at 8:35, we'll join up with coverage of Monday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints and the Indianapolis Colts. Mike Halas joins us on Mondays from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow at on Twitter, at Halas. And plenty to talk about. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media earlier on today. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Scott?
Woefully behind in holiday shopping, but other than that, we are good to go. Mm-hmm. Are you doing good in your shopping?
No, I don't do that.
Maybe you're smart. You're smarter than
all
of us.
Yeah, well, I don't... Probably not. Maybe I'm a pagan. You don't know. Of course, if I were a pagan, I'd be more interested in the material things, wouldn't I?
True. True about that.
How do you feel about paganism?
I'm not for it, I don't think.
Okay.
I think I'm... We have enough problems in our society
I'm
today.
How do you feel about materialism?
I'm not for it either.
Paganism, politics, not welcome on this show. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not claiming to be one.
Were you in attendance at Kirk's news conference today? And if so, what'd you learn?
No, I read the transcript. Yep. I actually have a couple days off because there won't be any days off until sometime in March after this week for me. So. I took these couple days off.
Good for you.
But they send the transcripts, and I did read it, for what that's worth.
Yeah, I did as well. And interesting that the preparation time has shrunk compared to if you're in a January 1 bowl game. I don't know what impact that will have on the game. And I guess not surprisingly, Wirfs, Epinesa, and Stone looking into the NFL. But no Larrick Jackson.
Yeah, I think maybe the injuries set him back a little bit.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. But other than that, I don't know. Maybe he simply doesn't want to yet.
Well, and I'm sure he's got people talking to his people, talking to other people, and talking back. And, you know, it's a two-way street out there.
Right. Everybody knows pretty much where they stand, I think. And then you just go from there.
True. But I want to see both these teams at full strength, and at least it sounds like both these teams are, as of now, are going to be at full strength anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't profess to know what USC has in terms of NFL prospects on this year's team. I know their receiving corps is fantastic, and they've got a freshman quarterback who stepped in and did a brilliant job. But as for the rest of the team, I'm not at the point where I can tell you if they've got NFL players or not. USC is not the football factory it once was. And it sounds like it's a one-dimensional offense, although it can, when that dimension's working, it's very good.
I'm guessing you wish you could be in San Diego and Orlando at the same time. I certainly do.
Well, that sounds like science fiction that I don't want to be any part of.
You and I have taken a red eye once or twice before, so.
Yeah, I'm going to Orlando.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Going to see Notre Dame and Iowa State. And right now I think Notre Dame a field goal favorite, which is not surprising, but one of those things is the Irish really want to be there. I think
that's the question.
I think we overuse that, but yeah, it's legit. Yeah.
We do overuse that. I think it still comes down to talent and what they did in those 3 weeks of preparation. You know, you get on a football field, nobody wants to be embarrassed. I think what we saw last year at the Outback Bowl with Iowa was that Iowa was pretty well prepared for Mississippi State's offense, and that's where the game was won. You know, Iowa scratched out enough offense to win. Mississippi State couldn't do likewise. And Iowa State and Washington State, that was just, to me, that was one of the best games of the whole bowl season. Mm-hmm. And Washington State was just a fraction better. Their quarterback's now starting in the NFL, and Iowa State's is obviously very good. I think Iowa State would like to have the same kind of fighting chance against Notre Dame that it did against Washington State.
I think, I don't know, and that's the one, like you mentioned a little bit earlier on, you don't know how Notre Dame's going to be as far as their psyche is concerned, but Iowa State has a big-time opening right now to show America they can beat one of the Blue Bloods. And don't think for a minute that is not lost on Matt Campbell, who, even though a 7-win season is not what a lot of Iowa State fans were thinking about before they kicked off the year in late August. But boy, they much like Broadway musicals, you remember you remember the ending.
Yeah.
And if
you
beat Notre Dame,
last number.
Boy, you're going to look good.
That's a good analogy. No, and you know what? Back in the days when Iowa State was going to bowl games under other coaches, there were times when they felt like they got cheated. They were going to bowls that they thought they deserved better, and perhaps they did. But because of the conference bowl tie-ins and other things like, you know, what teams are snapped up by somebody else, or here are the matchups potentially. I mean, Iowa State had, I know there was one Independence Bowl in there where they thought they should have done better. And if you go back and look, you can find several other examples, I think. Okay, well, times have changed. The Big 12 Bowl affiliations aren't really that great. But Iowa State leapfrogged Kansas State to go to this game in Orlando.
And Oklahoma State.
Yes, and they lost to both of those teams, and their record's 7-5. It's Iowa State getting some payback, getting some return on their investment for all those fans going to Memphis and San Antonio the last 2 years. Had Iowa State been sent back to Memphis, and that seemed a distinct possibility, and to play an opponent of no name value, that would have been a hard one to swallow, even though they were 7-5 and they brought it on themselves. But getting this game, you're right, Scott. I mean, this is everything Iowa State could have asked for, given its 7-5 record. Notre Dame's 10-2. It's not like Notre Dame 7-5 too and stumbled to this game. Notre Dame is 10-2 and it's not in the or on the outside looking in as far as the Big Bowls go. You've got Virginia playing in the Orange Bowl. Virginia's lost four times. It got shellacked by Florida, or excuse me, by Clemson in the ACC title game. Yet it's in the Orange Bowl, and here's Notre Dame in the Camping World Bowl. You know, the second best bowl game in Orlando. You know, that's like being the second best race car driver in Reykjavik. it's a big come down for Notre Dame, and hey, all the better for Iowa State. You know, it's like if Notre Dame wants to treat this as drudgery and their fans, although I think their fans go everywhere and anywhere, but this is a chance for Notre Dame to play Iowa State and Iowa State fans to make it sound like a home game if they work at it hard enough, and I bet they do.
Mike, Jordan Bohannon's shoes may not be as valuable as Dorothy's glass slippers, but pretty remarkable what's happened since he took them off at Hilton Coliseum.
I'm wondering, what will Jordan Bohannon be remembered most for? For the three-pointers or for the self-promotion?
Or both.
You know?
Or both.
And... well, yeah. I mean, look, if he was riding the bench, he could, you know, get all the publicity he wanted, but still, it wouldn't go far. But
he didn't play on his moments after the final horn. It happened long before that.
Three or four years ago.
It was just like when he intentionally missed the free throw a couple of years ago. That was a plan.
Yeah.
That was thought out. What kind of got lost in the shuffle, I wrote it, but it's you know, this was prompted by Monte Morris 3 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Monte Morris had told Iowa's guys, or at least word got back to them, that the Cyclones won at Carver that year. Monte was going to leave his shoes at half court. Well, they didn't win, so it never happened, but that made an impression on young Jordan, and he came up with the plan at least the day before, and he knew what he was going to do. But you know what? They won the game. So he got to do it, I guess. Well, what I'm kind of kicking myself is I was on the court when he did it, and photographers were gathered around the shoes taking pictures. I should have picked those things up and run.
If not you, then whom? Because that still shocks me to this moment that nobody, they stayed there.
There was no cord storm after the game. Everybody had pretty much disgustedly shrugged their shoulders and headed back to the dorms and their cars and so forth, except for the pockets of Iowa fans. So the shoes sat there, all the photographers got their photos, and then finally somebody from Iowa picks them up, or somebody from Iowa State, I don't know, picks them up and takes them back to the Iowa locker room. And step two of Bohannon's plan goes into effect, where he puts them on Venmo and he's raising thousands of dollars for the Children's Hospital.
Well, that was certainly a convincing victory for Iowa in many respects. Garza got his. Halliburton got his, but it was the supporting cast for Iowa that really came through, and I thought. What about you?
And Iowa played really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they defended. They defended for, you know, almost 40 minutes. All five starters scored in double figures. They've got a good team. You know, I don't know how things are going to shake out if Bohannon doesn't come back, and I don't think he's coming back. I mean, I don't think he's going to play the rest of this year, I should say, unless he's had a change of heart here. But so gaps, you know, a big gap's going to have to be filled, a veteran presence, a three-point threat. But they've got some good players. I mean, Garza is having one of those years that it's not going to sneak up on anybody anymore, because you're 11 games in and he's averaging about 22-10. You just don't get that too often from a player, from any player. But the last time an Iowa center had that kind of production, boy, you got to go back quite a ways. And it's been a long time since anybody's – I don't know if he'll end up with 22 a game, but I don't remember the last Hawkeye who averaged 22. It's been a long time. I mean, he's leading the Big Ten by about 5 points a game. And he's just playing well. You know, the numbers speak for themselves, but he's playing very well. He runs the court. He plays big minutes. He plays hard. He had 3 assists in that game, you know, when they got it to him low and the double team came into effect, and even triple teams, he fired out to open players, open teammates. He's just a good basketball player. And I'm happy for him because he's one of the best guys that I've covered in quite a while. He is just somebody who's impossible not to like.
Yeah, and having a terrific season. And you hit it on the head, and I talked about it on my commentary earlier today. If Jordan Bohannon doesn't come back, what's it going to look like with this inside-outside Iowa game? Minutes, what is that going to look like? Because the rotation right now is at 7 or 8, and you take one out, you're going to see more Riley Till, I think. You're going to see more Joe Toussaint.
Pemsel,
and ball's still got to go to Garza, and he's got to kick it out, but there's got to be somebody out there other than Joe Wieskamp. Connor McCaffrey's been terrific so far. Yeah. Can he keep it up?
Well, a lot's on the freshman guard, C.J. Frederick, who's a starter, and Joe Toussaint, who plays 15 minutes a game off the bench. I like them both, you know, but it is a 30-game-plus slog. And the hard stuff, as good as this stretch is that they're about to finish up Saturday, 7 straight games of quality competition, it's a different animal in the Big Ten because you're playing true road games 50% of the time. And we've seen what's happened.
No one has won one.
No, I know. And you know what? If you look at Iowa's schedule and you say, which road games will Iowa win in the Big Ten? You know, you say Nebraska, they should, but then Purdue went to Nebraska and got whipped yesterday. You say Northwestern, they should, but, I mean, you know that there isn't a one of them that you can check off as a gimme. And there are quite a few that you would say that's going to be really hard. But the opposite applies. When teams come to Carver, like when Minnesota did last Monday, I mean, Iowa systematically routed the Gophers. That same Minnesota team turns around at home yesterday and just completely outplayed Ohio State, which was in position to be the number one team in the country. So it's going to be a real trick to get more road wins than you give up at home. And that'll be the mark of the good teams in the Big Ten is can they win 3 or 4 road games?
Yeah, it will be. And we'll start to find out soon. Chicago for Saturday night's game with Cincinnati, who just lost to Colgate in a very tough one over the weekend. No, that is not a toothpaste, according to one of our texters. The Colgate Raiders, by the way, if you're wondering out there. But
you have time to talk to us next Monday, Mike.
It's the 23rd. Yeah, why not?
Great. You bet.
Great.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Mike, appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
Look forward to it.
Mike Halas. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, @Halas. We'll take a break, come back, find out who our pick 6 winner is when we return.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
3:58. Tomorrow on the program, Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com will be joining us, and we'll talk with KJ Pilcher of the Gazette and have our high school wrestling wrap up from a busy weekend on the mats. And time to divulge our winner for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. This makes us look not too good.
I meant to listen to the morning scramble today. Maybe it'll come up tomorrow. But as you know, Kyle Mann has left the company, so we were tasked with getting a guest picker. And we brought in Eric Hansen, co-host of the Morning Scramble on Z102.9, to, you know, fill in for our team. Eric is this week's winner of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
And John is the bigger winner. He picked John, Eric.
John gets a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway.
I tied Eric.
You did. Both 4-2, but lost a tiebreaker. But Jim Klass picked up 3 games on the Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And this week, it's going to be bowl picks.
Yeah. Minor bowl picks.
Minor bowl picks.
We love minor bowl picks.
We'll do it on Friday and give you another chance to win one of those gift cards.
And I think Eric gets to come back to defend his championship. I think that's the codicil now. If you are the weekly winner, you do get to come back. He asked that today.
He might want to retire unbeaten.
No, he said he's coming back.
Okay.
As a true champion does, he's coming back. All right, stay tuned for Todd and Alex. They're going to be coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCI.